Wait one second. I want to talk to this guy here first. Hold on a second. Hey, is your name Donnie?
Yes.
Okay. Are you Donnie? What's your last name?
Stash.
All right, Donnie Stash. To make sure you're the right guy, what did you drop off for me yesterday?
I dropped off some coolers with some Lineys in it, but I didn't know you were into Grey Goose. But anyway, dropped off.
Wait. Don't worry about the Grey Goose or what was in the container. Do you know what happened yesterday?
Yes, I'm sorry. I had no clue. It was 4 o'clock in the morning when I left my house. I didn't know that was going to happen. It was not my intention.
I know. Wait a minute. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
I'm not. I'm actually in my bathroom because I wanted to hear what was going on the radio. But...
Yeah. So anyway, yesterday you brought this big box down, right?
Yes.
A big box.
I know it. I know.
And what happened was, I get off the air and they go, you know, I saw security out in the hallway and everything. I thought, what's going on out here today? Apparently, they thought it was a very suspicious looking package because what? There was no labeling on the outside. I don't know. Why was it suspicious, guy?
Yeah, there was no labeling and it was wrapped like a present.
Okay, so you just came by, Donnie, and dropped it off in front of our door at the Merchandise Mart.
Yes, sir. I heard you talking last week about the cooler vasectomy pants, and I figured we had a better use for the cooler.
You're also an inventor. Yeah, this is a very cool thing. But let me just get to this point. I will be glad to plug your thing. But so you leave this box here, then security comes. They have to open it up, and all it is just what? Tell them what was in the box.
They're basically coolers that fit into your golf bag and a few beers.
Right. It's like, hold on.
They're coolers that fit into the side shoe compartment of your golf bag, so you can sneak beers onto the course.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Kent, did you see this?
No.
Okay, just this. Take a peek your head in, and I'll show you real quick. He's got like 1, 2, 3, 4. He's got a 6-pack of Liney in here, and it's a cooler. Where can you put this in your golf bag?
Into the shoe, the side compartment where your shoes usually fit, your golf shoes.
Donnie, hold on one second. I'm just showing Kent. Look, now look at this. See that?
Okay. Oh, that would fit in the big shoe bag.
The shoe bag, right?
Yeah, in the golf bag.
Yes, look at that. Open up. Boom.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that cool? And you put the little ice thing here. It keeps it all nice and cold.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That is a great idea.
We came up with it last year sitting in a hot tub at a party, and this is where we sit a year later with it.
See, that's why I love inventors. Donnie was sitting in the hot tub moments ago. A little while later, he's got a brand new product on the market called Caddy Swag. Is that what it's called?
It's called the Par 6 by Caddy Swag, because there's more stuff coming, my friend.
There's more. Now, wait. What is this thing I'm holding called?
That is called the Par 6.
All right, once again, you can freeze the ice pack that comes with the Par 6. You chill the beverages. You put the two inside the Par 6. You place the Par 6 inside the golf bag shoe pocket, and you got yourself a nice, you know, you don't have to stop for the beer cart, which is $4 a can or whatever it is, right?
Exactly.
Save yourself some money, and you got the beers right inside your golf bag. And this is really nice. You even attach some teas to it and everything else. And by the way, how much would this cost?
That retails for, with the tees and everything together, $29.95. If you just want the cooler, it's $19.95.
Okay, so it's a really nice little Valentine's Day gift. I don't know if you can get it on time for Valentine's Day, but for the golfer in your life, while the snow is falling and you're thinking about nothing else but golf.
You mean the boozer that golfs.
Yeah, the boozer that golfs. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's Gino, by the way.
Nice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have never been able to drink on a golf course. I can either do one thing or the other. I can go to the 19th, drink all day, but I cannot drink on a golf course.
And, you know, some people don't like to actually drink beer, so we do have another model that'll come out. It'll be, say, for the small size of a Jack Daniels, and then you put 3 Cokes in. So you can kind of do a mixed thing, have Jack and Coke on the course. You could do gin and tonic. I think I've heard Grey Goose come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
So there are some things that are here on a progression timeline basis. So by the summer, there should be a full product line. But you're looking at the first.
Yeah, this is very nice. It's a good invention. It's actually usable. People can use, by the way, certainly you don't have to use it for beer. You can use it for anything you want to keep cold in your golf bag.
You got it. Or clip it to your stroller. I clip it to my stroller and use it as I'm wheeling the baby around. Maybe that's something I don't want to say on the radio.
What did you just say?
It takes a kid out for a stroll.
With a 6-pack of beer. No, clip it to your stroller.
It does. It clips in between the two handles of a stroller. So it's perfect for the new father.
Well, I would stick with the golfing. Stay off the stroller. Go back to golfing, okay?
Although, like you said, it could be water, it could be soda, it could be anything you want in there on a hot day.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. We're just saying beer, but yeah, you put some Cokes in there, whatever you want in there, and you keep it cool. Nice inside the bag. It's a cool-looking thing. Actually, should I tell you what I'm going to use this for? I could use this for drumsticks.
There you go. That's not overkill.
No, you can put drumsticks in this bag.
Yeah, like 50 of them.
I'm not talking about chicken wings. I'm talking about real drumsticks. Oh, this is a good invention. Hey, Dottie Stash, who almost caused a complete bomb scare for us yesterday. Matter of fact, did cause a bomb scare for us here at the Merchandise Mart yesterday. Where can people see this? What do we call it?
Caddy. It's called the Par 6. You can see it at caddyswag.com. CaddySwag.com.
CaddySwag.com. It's called the Par 6. Inside that Par 6, you can put your beverages, keep it cool, put it in your golf shoe bag, in your golf bag, and you will have yourself a nice cold beverage. This is a good invention. What, you said there was something else coming. What else is invented out there in Caddy Swag?
Well, we're going to have an iPod hookup for your golf bag, so you can now have music on the course.
Yeah, just what you need. More music and a bunch of drunks.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're trying to change the face of golf is really what we're going for.
Music and drunks.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
What else? Music. Anything else?
There's a cigar holder that'll be on the way, and there are a few things that are still in development that aren't quite into production yet. So those three things are for sure.
I'm working on a golf bag that has skid marks on it. So if somebody wanted to steal my golf clubs, they would think I had filled my golf bag. It's called Skidmark Golf Thing, coming out soon. I'm working on it right now, Donnie Stash. All right, caddyswag.com. Thank you for the gift. And you inventors out there, keep up the good work. All right, Donnie, you have a good day.
Thanks, Donnie.
Bye now. Donnie Stash. That's his name, I swear. Caddyswag.com. Brought the SWAT team in yesterday to open up this box. If you're going to send something over here, make sure you stay here and get it signed in. Otherwise, you're going to get shot on site from now on. We just hired two guys with AK-47s outside the Merchandise Mart. They've been ordered to shoot to kill anyone with an unsigned package. Two people died yesterday delivering me a turkey sandwich. I don't know. It's just something for him to eat. Now he's killing me. Cabin.
Hey, Johnny B.
Yeah.
You know that Stash guy or whatever, he's pretty cool as far as that arrogant SOB and his company. You know what? Yeah, just keep promoting it the way you're promoting it. I'm going to be the burglar that's going to go out there and check for all the skid-mark panties and the skid-mark underwear first.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Now that you know there's a product out there that's called skid-mark. Yeah, I see. So you'll go out there, and you will only look in people's drawers that have skid-marked underwear.
Absolutely. That's where the cash is, you know.
Yeah, so this could be, there, Mr. Arrogant Man, that won't give me an example of your product to give to our audience. Oh, sorry, Caddy Swag, got to call him back, Donnie Stash. He's got to give some away to the audience. That's the only way he gets a plug, and I gave him one. He's got to be a man of his word. Can you call Caddy Swag back? Donnie Stash? Donnie Boy, if you're listening, you got to give me some. You got to give some of the golfers in the audience. Got to give it up.
I'll call him.
Come on, boy. Yeah, give him a call. Golfers want this golf cooler for your golf bag? Give us a call. I know that's what you're thinking about right now with winter storm warnings in effect till midnight. I bet there's guys out there golfing right now. Right now, there's somebody out there golfing.
It'd be hard to find your ball.
Yeah, yellow. With the nice bright orange balls. Play with white balls. If you stay out there long enough, you're going to get orange balls. You will.
I think they'll be blue, actually.
Yeah, blue. Yeah. That, you only get blue if you are backed up in the man oil department. Okay, Ken? You don't know anything about sex, do you? That's your problem.
Not really. I can't figure out how I keep having all these kids.
Yeah. I bungled my way into a kid? I bungled my way into a woman? Hey, guy, can I get the Caddy Swag guy? I want to give him some away. Where is he? All I want is a green light to give away five of these.
I got to leave another message.
Where is he? Just called us. I just heard. I was just talking to him. He just called us from somewhere. I want to give these away. Come on, man. People want to go golfing. You know, I'm giving them away, and he's going to be a man of his word, and he's going to give us five. And that's the way it's going to be. He's going to give us five.
That's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, there. That's the law.
Spoken like a dad.
That's right. No one's going to tell me differently. He's going to give away five. He just got caddyswag.com. I said it 100 times. I told about the product. The audience gets one. That's it. End of story. guy.
What, you think the guy's hiding from you now?
Yeah. What do you want?
I want you to find him.
Okay, I am.
Well, where is he? He was just on the phone.
I don't know.
Yeah, he is. Then he's hiding from me. He's trying. He's acting like he doesn't hear it now.
That's not true.
I got the plug out. That's it. Randy?
Johnny.
What do you want?
I'm golfing Saturday. I need one of those coolers.
Yeah, where are you golfing?
Sanctuary in New Lenox in the Penguin Open. Seriously.
You are not.
Johnny, I swear to God.
In New Lenox.
At the Sanctuary Golf Course. It's open to the public at 10 a.m. Saturday morning.
Even if there's this much snow on the ground.
Yeah, what they do is they drill a small hole in the golf ball and they put a wood screw with a 3-foot piece of orange thread. So if you hit it in the snow, this thread lays on top of the snow.
Is that for real?
Yes, and you try to hit it into a tire laying in the snow. That's the greens.
Wow, that is craziness. That's crazy. Yeah, hold on, Randy.
A lot of fun.
Hold on. I'm going to promise you he's going to give you one. So hold on. We'll take your name and address. He's giving you one whether he wants to or not. Caddyswag.com. It's a 6-pack cooler for your golf bag. Yeah, Danny.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, I'll take one, Johnny.
Yeah, when was the last time you golfed?
September.
When are you going to be golfing next?
Soon, I hope.
Why don't you go to that thing in New Lenox? Hold on. Dan can have one. Dawn?
Yes.
Would you like this par 6-pack cooler for the golf bag?
I would. I want it for either my husband or my brother. I'm not sure which one yet.
Yeah, they're going to like it. It's pretty cool. I mean,
yeah, they're both avid golfers, so they would enjoy it.
Yeah, and if he doesn't give it to you, then you'll be getting a bill for $29.95.
Okay, thanks.
Or would you rather have the skid-marked underwear briefcase?
No, I'll stick with the caddy swag. Thanks.
All right, hold on 1 second. That's 1, 2, 3. I said I'll give away 5. Frank.
Hello.
You want one of these par 6 coolers for the golf bag?
Yes, sir.
And you golf when and when next?
Whenever the weather breaks, I guess.
Oh. When was the last time you golfed?
November.
November?
Yeah, I was down in North Carolina.
It's pretty warm then. North Carolina. I've always wanted to go to North Carolina. Just a second once. Hey,
yeah,
Frank, is it beautiful there?
Oh, it's great. Great golf.
Everybody says North Carolina, man, is fantastic.
It is nice there.
I've never been to North Carolina.
Well, you got to go, Johnny.
I got to go to North Carolina. Where do I go in North Carolina? Give me a spot. Where do I go?
It's anywhere up on the coast there. It's beautiful down there.
What's the course that you golf, Frank?
Norridge. It's actually a country club. A buddy of mine's dad belongs there, so.
It's really, really nice, huh?
I get kind of treated, the whole country club living.
Yeah, you know, whenever you get to go with a guy that's in a country club, man, that is what you always realize what a difference it is from playing a public course, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. You get done with 9, when you get done with 9, you're making the turn, and they come out, and they get your clubs all clean, and then, you got your drink there waiting for you.
They massage you. They're holding the toilet paper out for you and the porta potties.
Oh, yeah.
My God. It's unbelievable. It's incredible. Hold on a second. John Boy, number 5. John.
Yes.
Golfing where?
Not golfing. I need it for my grandson.
Why?
Well, for a stroller, for the milk. It worked out really cool.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe
it would work,
he's right. The guy, Caddyshack Donnie, said you could put it on your stroller, too.
So for bottles and stuff.
Right.
Good job, John. Hold on a second.
Thanks.
You're welcome. John's got one. So those people all got one.
Yeah, that absolutely would work with a stroller then.
Donnie Stash.
Yes, sir.
Did you just hear that, grandfather?
I did. I think it's perfect. They're thinking along the right lines with this product.
Well, you're making it only for booze hounds. Now you can, branch out a bit.
Yeah, lemonade, all kinds of stuff.
Well, it's good. He's going to put it on the back of his stroller. A lot of these guys, Randy, Dan, Dawn, and Frank, are going to put it on their golf bags and their shoe holder there in the golf bag. And they're going to have their beverages nice and cold thanks to Caddy Swag and Par 6. There you go. That's a great promotion. You have a great invention. I promoted it, and you bought me 5 for those listeners, right?
Randy, Dan, Dawn, and Frank are going to be very happy with them. Yeah, I'll bring them by the station either today or tomorrow. In the same manner that I did yesterday, I might add.
Yeah, just don't have the wick sticking out of the box next time. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Johnny B. Mornings. The best new and classic rock every hour, all day, after Brandmeier. On the Loop.